Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting 8th. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Jameson moves to second. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Schult reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball four. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Schultz scores. O'Rourke goes all the way around to score. Mannion moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a line drive towards short. Montague catches it and throws to second to double up Mannion. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague takes first base on ball four. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montague moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montague scores. Porter moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive towards short. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo strikes out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Kress tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Browns. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schult. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Porter reaches second base with a double. Montague goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Browns. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mannion hits a line drive towards short. Montague reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodapp. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Raleigh Stiles now pitching. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it, and throws to first. and he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Sewell scores. Falk goes all the way around to score. Farrell moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Porter bunts towards the mound. Stiles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell scores. Montague moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Gardner now playing third base. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to third. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Montague hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 9-3, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Montague moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mannion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. It's 9-4, Indians. Red Badgerow pinch hits for Raleigh Stiles. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow takes first base on ball 4. Mannion moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Herm Holzhauser now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Morgan strikes out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Melillo moves to second. It's 9-5, Indians. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chad Kimsey pinch hits for Clyde Mannion. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to third. Schult moves to second. Ted Gulick pinch hits for Herm Holzhauser. Earl McNeely pinch runs for Chad Kimsey. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.